Okay, so welcome to a bit of an extra cast ranger. I am purple caster Kimichi.
And I am the cyan caster Arcadia.
And I am blue caster's girlfriend.
I am the red caster's girlfriend.
And so we're doing a little bit of an extra special for Valentine's Day. In this one, we watched three kind of love-themed episodes of different Power Rangers. And, yeah. So the first one we watched was A Date with Danger from Power Rangers Space.
The second one we watched was Nadira's Dream Day, which was from Power Rangers Time Force. And the third one was Power Rangers RPM, If Vengeance Won.
And so the first one. Oh, yeah, so let's go ahead to roll call.
We're live! Kaigan!
Easily transitioning from Magical Girl, Purple Caster, Kimichi.
Cute Caster, Not Afraid to Speak Their Mind, Sign Caster, Arcadia.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Otsukare! So the first one we watched was A Date with Danger. Holy crap, 90s. Oh my god, the outfits were horrible. I know it's super cliche to be like the girl on and then just be like, oh my god, the fashion. So yeah, A Date with Danger, the clothes, what were your thoughts?
I didn't really pay attention to clothes just because half the time I'm looking at, what that chick name, Andromeda or whatever her name is.
Andromeda, yeah.
I was looking at her hair.
Andromeda.
About the clothes, I guess it's not anything, but I was more, distracted by, like, the 90s hair. Her hair was, like, it was the focal point. It's, like, every time you see her, it's, like...
Oh, I know, you couldn't look away.
It's, like, did you have a fight with your, hair dryer and curling iron?
Yeah, it was unique. Yeah.
But then it's also very much the thing is, like, I can only imagine, like, how many girls at the time were, like, being like, Mommy, I want my hair like hers.
Oh, yeah, that was, like, totally, like, Spice Girls, you know, the top, all the knots on the head, and, like, all the crazy braids. And...
Well, that one chick, I don't remember which one it was, but you mentioned one of the Power Ranger girls had the Spice.
Yeah. The Baby Spice hair.
That was nice and everything, but it was like those kids that also wanted to look like the villain and be like, Mommy, I want that hairstyle. And like half the mothers are like having heart attacks being like, no, please no.
I don't want to take that out.
It's like, no.
But yeah, it was a kind of cute episode, I guess. I felt bad for Astronema. Because, you know, though it is kind of her fault. I mean, you gotta keep your monsters in line, bitch. I think Control your harem.
I think the cute part for me is, because this is a 90s thing, it was like, when they change her into something civilian, they automatically go with the short hair Melissa Joan Hart as Sabrina look.
Oh, yes, that's what it looked like. I was like, oh my god, who does she look like? It's totally Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, I wish they kept her
almost same
hair.
Almost same face and everything. Like, for all we know,
could have been Sabrina.
It could have been, like, Melissa Joan Hart with a little bit of, like, makeup and, like, contacts and whatnot.
Yeah.
It would have been cool enough.
I wish they kept her hair, though. Like, her hair was stupid crazy, but, like, she doesn't need to be blonde with short, beautiful, straight hair to attract her man.
Oh, yeah.
Though he also had beautiful blonde hair, so I guess they matched, which was nice.
Oh, what was your thought on, like, the very, very opening when, like, you first see the two of them together?
Oh, my God, that was so awkward. Here, have this. That's nasty. Needs salt. Everything needs more salt. Salty, salty tears.
Yeah. And I think at one point she decided to do the damage stress and it was like She's trying to be like, I'm not really sure what you're doing and whatnot, but I'm totally undressing you with my eyes every time you, like, move away.
Oh, yeah, and then they magically had pictures of each other that we don't know when they took them, but, yeah, that's a thing. Before you know, cell phones and Facebook was a thing. Just poof. I wonder if that's an actual that should be a Power Ranger power. Just like magic to be able to make photos appear. I want it. I'd never have to pay for copies of my photos again. That said, overall, it was my least favorite episode of the bunch.
Yeah.
I think it might have just been, I think it might have just been the Power Rangers Space was maybe the oldest one. And it just, like, I think the time it was airing was still when I was, like, 4. so I couldn't, like, there wasn't as much in there that I was like, oh, yeah, I know. Or, like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Because I'm like, this is before my time.
Well, for me, I know it, obviously I know it's a Power Rangers thing, but I'm very much, I'm very strictly, like, the Power Rangers that had, the Yellow Ranger, the one who died in the car crash. I'm very much that series only. That's the one that I stuck with, like, when I was watching Power Rangers. That was the only one I ever actually watched. So, all the other ones, I know they exist, but it's not really, I didn't really actually take any time to actually watch any of that. So, these are the first time I'm seeing these ones.
Yeah.
So, it's very interesting for me. So, I'm like, so this is what I want to talk about. This is what the big hype around this one is.
Yeah, and, like, just for me, like, as a kid, I was purely as, like, Sailor Moon girl. Like, Sailor Moon, Tokyo Mew Mew, like, those were all my thing. I didn't watch Power Rangers much, so I'm kind of late to the game, and I'm getting into this afresh in my 20s. So anyways, if we want to go on to the next episode, which was Nadir's Dream Jade from Power Rangers Time Force. Pink? I like pink, but maybe not that much pink.
Yeah, or we're talking about, like, the villain's hair color and whatnot.
Yeah, it was unique. She was unique.
I'm trying to remember, like, who she reminds me of.
Any of the wig-wearing celebrities of nowadays. It's made a full fashion circle. But, I don't know, at the beginning I really didn't like Nadira, and then towards the end I was just like, oh, yes, this bitch is awesome. oh god, I'm peaking everything. Maybe I should bring my voice down a little bit.
Yeah, I think it was like towards the end, yeah, like, towards the end is when I definitely started liking her. It was like,
yeah, I did think it was really funny though, how like, no, it was kind of cute that her dad was like, only the best for my little girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my dad. My dad totally spoils me. Yeah, towards the end where she's like, I might be desperate, but I'm not that desperate. I'm like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
You go.
And I mean, I think the funny part, my funny part from that would be, where that Warthog guy was like, he's like, I can be romantic at times, and I'm just like, do you mean, like, romantic in the sense of, you go to a bar, really, really ugly guy hits on you, and you need, like, 6 shots or something to, like, before you're good-looking? Like, maybe in that sense.
Yeah.
Maybe she's, like, you know,
the beer goggles.
Beer goggles, yeah.
Yeah, everything looks better when you're just a little bit tipsy. I can confirm.
Yeah.
Pro tip, guys. Your costumes don't look better when you're tipsy. But yes, I did like her more towards the end. Where it was just like, you go, girl. You do you. Yeah, bitch.
I do have to admit, though, like, I was a little surprised with her reaction when she gets and sees that it's, like, the Warthog guy, and, like, she's all happy, because knowing me, I would have been, like, happy, walk down, and as soon as I see it, I'd be like, oh, fuck no.
see...
No mouth dropping, it's just like, oh, fuck no.
See, what I would have done is I would have gone, sat down, eaten everything, been like, thanks. I still don't like you. Bye. I am not one to turn down a free meal.
That is true.
But yes, that one, I found that episode pretty funny, though. Nadir was pretty cute. I liked her. She was a little over the top.
She was cute, but then there were a couple times, like, the damsel in distress. Like, damsel in distress, sometimes I like that type of character, but...
This time, no?
This time, she did a... I think she tried to do, like... She sounded like she was trying to do the, Marilyn Monroe, damsel in distress type voice, but she was, like, someone who's not sure how to do it, so it just came out, like...
Awkward Southern Belle.
Cringy, like, it's supposed to sound sweet instead of being odd. It's like, dear God, please stop talking.
This is hurting my ears.
It's like, blood in my ears? Stop it!
But yeah, I did like that episode more than Power Rangers in Space. My favorite was definitely Avengix 1, Power Rangers RPM. I realized that this was one like a finale episode. It did get me kind of interested in watching the rest of the series, though, actually, now that I've seen the finale, which is kind of funny and a little bit backwards. Okay, so, sorry, not the finale, but towards the end, it did get me interested in watching the earlier episodes of the series and continuing on and finishing it off. I just thought that it was overall really interesting, and I thought that Dr. K was freaking adorable. Yeah. I loved her to pieces. She was a tsundere. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. She's a tsundere, and that's like my favorite type of character ever. 10 out of 10 would date. Yeah, the entire episode was made by Dr. K. I love her. I love her so much. She is so cute.
I think the thing I really liked is with her, like her and with her is like, you think she's like keeps to herself, and then like, you know, she like doesn't like anybody, and then you see her and Ziggy together. And the nice thing about it is like they're two completely opposite, different type people, and then like you have them kind of being interested in each other. And it's different for Power Rangers, because like, well, the Power Rangers I watched, the original one, you had like Tommy, and then you had the Red Ranger and the Pink Ranger who are together, and like they're the same type of people. Whereas this one, you have like two separate
opposites attract,
and I mean like very opposite.
I know, it was cute. I like it, because it's like, and then they balance each other out, you know, because they create a nice happy middle. I like it.
And then
it.
It turns out like the password they've been looking for the whole time was his name. But what annoys me is the whole time they're trying to figure out the password, they should have looked around and been like, which one of us is not here?
Some of those passwords, I'm like, you wasted 8 tries on High Octane Megazord? What? Why would that be her password? Like, good freaking job, guys.
I understand when she had said it's a password you would never get, because, you know, up until then, nobody would have guessed that these two
were feeling it for each other.
Yeah.
Well, we knew Ziggy, but from what I saw, we knew Ziggy, but not Dr. K. But...
Yeah.
That was dark, though. At the same time, it was a cute episode, and, like, Dr. K and Ziggy were super cute, but it was also really dark. Oh, my gosh. I was not expecting that from a Power Rangers show. Like, Kamen Rider, maybe, but not Power Rangers. Oh, my God. People were dying, and there was diseases, and, like...
Virus is taking over the world, and like some kid who has to celebrate her birthday inside some like ugly ass room and not be allowed to go anywhere. And
yeah, I was having flashbacks to some of like the horror action movies that I've seen over the past couple years. Like that shit's scary, man. Ooh, I liked it though. Like I liked dark, but like it was absolutely not what I was expecting, especially from something that is based around Power Rangers and cars, apparently, from what I can see.
Yeah.
Especially since the episode started off like really light and jokey, it's just Lacey being like, yeah, let's go out somewhere. Okay, oh look, we're getting attacked by a villain, Kelsey Priest, Power Rangers, and then all of a sudden we're seeing their backstories and like, they're dying and being left in a hole, and I'm like, oh my god, what happened to these people?
So I have to admit, like, about the background story things, I like that it wasn't just, you know, like, sit around, twiddle thumbs, and then, like, there's fighting happens, and that's all you ever see. Like, they actually show, like, where these people come from. Like Summer used to be, like, a brat with a fucking spoon in her mouth, and then she decides to, like, leave that and, like, become somebody else. Like, you see, like, a whole 360 side of them. It's not just one, like, the Power Ranger fighting side or, like, their chill side. You see, like, they came from...
Yeah, and I think that's the other thing that made this episode different and probably made me like it more was just that the other ones, because we hadn't watched the rest of the series, we didn't get much of a feel for the characters. The only thing we could see was what was in that episode, and so it was like we couldn't get too attached to anything, but seeing all the backstories in this episode made me actually really want to watch it and like go back and like meet the characters from the beginning, because it was cool to actually see where all of them are coming from, even if I didn't know them that well yet. So it was kind of a nice... It's funny because, like, it's an episode towards the end of the show. Like, you should have... Like, it should be building up, but it still made me, like, be interested in as if it was the first episode, which is actually pretty cool. Yeah, overall, I thought these were all pretty funny and cute. Like...
Yeah, no, like, from the episode, like, each one, is there any, like, character that, like, really... stood out, like, even if you weren't to watch it again, like, a character stood out?
I want to know more about Summer, because after seeing her little backstory, like, how she was, like, you know, spoon-fed, like, you know, rich girl, got everything she wanted, and then becoming, like, a Power Ranger, and learning how to, like, help others and fight and all that, that got me, like, I really love stories like that, where it's, like, the character kind of gets thrown into the mix of something that they didn't know before, especially when they're, like, the rich bratty, where they've always, like, had, like, such an easy life, and I read a lot of books with similar, like, characters to that, so I definitely would want to learn more about Summer.
You know, I just realized something. There's one iconic character that everybody knows of that Summer reminds me of. Like,
oh?
She comes from the rich family, and she's not ditzy, as ditzy and whatnot, but her story is very much... The like that chick from Legally Blonde, the like,
Elle,
yes,
Elle.
She's very, very much that.
Yes, and I friggin' love Legally Blonde. So
it's like she was basically born with like, she had everything, silver spoon and whatnot. She decides to like take on the world and like make herself better, and she becomes like one of the like most badass badass lawyers ever. So it's like Summer's the same thing. She was very bratty, and like everyone was always like doing stuff for her and whatnot. And she just decided one day, she's like, "Fuck this! I'm taking
control.
I'm taking control, and I'm helping people, and I'm doing things my way."
Yeah, like totally. And like I said, and that's why I love Legally Blonde, because like I said, those characters, like, I love them to pieces. Like, I love seeing that kind of character development, seeing them go from going from the high to the low, and then building themselves back up again. So, yeah, definitely would want to watch more of Power Rangers RPM and learn more about Summer. The one thing I did find really funny is while we were watching Power Rangers RPM, we Googled to see if the twins were actually, and they're not. The two twins are not only not related, they're two completely different nationalities of Asian. 10 out of 10. No one can tell the difference, so it doesn't matter. I don't mean that.
So what, they just went under the impression that all Asians look alike, so we're just going to take two...
Pretty much. Let's pick two Asian actors and make them twins. They're pretty much the same thing, right?
Oh, it's like, dark, small eyes and, like, this same haircut and everything.
To specify, we're saying that's probably what the directors thought. Then again, like, 2009 was before things got, like, super, super PC. So, yeah, I could see how that happened. But, yes, definitely want to watch more of that. And I think it's also just partially because it's a more recent show. Has better special effects, more... It just looks overall more recent, which grabs more of my interest than older episodes. Because, like I said, I was very young when some of the earlier Power Rangers came out, so I don't have many memories even from then to make it nostalgic, so it's just like, yeah, I'd rather go with the ones that are closer to my time frame. But yeah, overall, this was a lot of fun. All these episodes had good and bad points, but it was fun to watch kind of lovey-dovey extra episodes and be able to talk about it.
Well, I mean, all the episodes, they're supposed to be a Valentine's, like, a sweet thing to it, but I think with the first one, I think it was more her longing over him in the first part, and then he's like, okay, maybe I have feelings. So it was like very, it was like that weird, awkward approach between two people.
Yeah.
So I didn't really see anything lovey-dovey. And then second one was kind of like that, that damsel in distress, desperate chick who was like,
I must have a boyfriend.
She's like, she spent her whole day, like, you know, like thinking about herself and reading like those, like, romance novels. It's like someone who, like, reads Harlequin novels all the time and then falls for somebody and then that doesn't go anywheres. But I think in terms of like a romantic Valentine's Day lovey love type story that actually like people can associate
relatable
with. Yeah, I think like the third one.
On the third one, love. It's adorable. It's always adorable.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where it's like it also shows that like when you expect a show that's like around love and whatnot, you think it's gonna be like, you know, how Red and Pink Ranger used to be in the original one that we all, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, like how they were around each other, and it's like, no, that's not always how it works. A lot of times it's,
yeah,
you slowly get to like have feelings for each other.
Yeah, it was cute because it was subtle. I liked it.
Yeah,
overall I liked it. This was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun watching these, and I'm glad that we both got to be on here and talk about them.
Yes.
Okay, so thanks everyone for listening. It was super fun being here. So you can watch other episodes of Cast Ranger at castranger.podbean.com. And yeah, signing off.
Bye.